Hello, I'm Irene Gale. I was involved in the Australian Peace Committee. Recently, I was asked why I became a socialist. And so I wrote down why I became a socialist, so I'm just about to read it to you. It's headed, "I am a third generation socialist. My grandfather helped to set up the Independent Labour Party in Britain in the 1890s, along with Keir Hardie, and influenced by William Morris, Robert Owen and others. He brought his suffragette wife and seven children to Australia soon after Australia became a Commonwealth in 2001, so that his children could grow up free of the royal family. Poor granddad, if only he knew. My mother, also a suffragette and a socialist, and later a communist, remained active all her life in working to bring about a better and fair society for all people worldwide, and brought up her eight children to do likewise. I am the youngest, so I grew up surrounded by people who went out and were similarly active in peace issues, women's and children's rights, and very involved in trade union struggles. My earliest memories are of crawling along pews while my mother attended meetings of the New Housewives Association, and of walking with her through the city in demonstrations. When I was about five, with my two youngest sisters, we held a concert at our house, attended by neighbours who each paid a penny to attend, and we sent the money to the Spanish Civil War effort. The first individual political action I took was when I was 16, going door-to-door asking people to sign the Ban the Bomb petition, which was a worldwide petition against nuclear bombs. This led on to a lifetime of political activity in a range of areas: trade union, peace, anti-racism, anti-apartheid, women's rights, education, healthcare, and the environment. Through this I met many amazing people: Paul Robeson, the Red Dean of Canterbury, Nelson Mandela, Oliver Tambo, Desmond Tutu, and many lesser-known amazing people. The list goes on. I worked with many good people locally and worldwide and saw how cooperative action can achieve good outcomes. Through the years, there have been good social policies achieved, even under conservative governments, due to the actions and demands of the unions and left-wing organisations. It was the Howard government which really began the vicious attacks on people's rights and living standards at home and internationally. My husband and I commented that the conditions we had seen people give their lives for to achieve had suddenly slipped down the drain, back to the way things were when we were young. This erosion has gone on apace since then and will have to be fought again. Alcoholics Anonymous say that to overcome alcoholism you must first hit rock bottom. Perhaps to overcome neoliberalism we also need to hit rock bottom, and I think we must be very close to that now. In my family there are now three more generations following me who are working towards the same aims in one way or another: children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I still firmly believe that the only way the world will ever achieve real peace and justice is when all people believe in treating all people fairly and with care, which is very much the aim of socialism. Clearly, with the strength of capitalism and the capitalist machine and their media, it will take a long time to achieve this. I won't live to see it, but I think that today's youngsters have more knowledge than previous generations, and with education and encouragement, and with help from older, wise people around them, they might urge the movement along.